How do you talk about politics during family gatherings around the holidays? Do you expect some fireworks at the Thanksgiving table tomorrow with family and friends who may not share your political views on, say, what's happening in Wisconsin right now, or Washington, D.C. for that matter? It's a highly charged political time. Can we hold strong views and still hold civil conversations with those who hold equally strong but different views? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, November the 23rd. In this week's Big Question, we ask, how do you talk about big questions with friends and family? Will you be having a side of politics with your turkey tomorrow? And we will go about the big question a little differently this week. Instead of two guests passionately debating a single issue, we will have two guests who hold different political perspectives talking about how we can try to hold civil conversations with each other and why they have formed a group called Reach Out Wisconsin to encourage these bipartisan conversations, civil conversations. Plus, I hope that we can discuss, how do we discuss politics with our friends, neighbors, and families during this time when we find so much polarization? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we invite you to participate in our online poll. It's linked to Facebook, and it's on our website, wpr.org/joy. And we ask it a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's a serious question. For many people, Thanksgiving consists of turkey, football, and family with a big side of politics. How do you talk about contentious issues with your family around the holidays? And the multiple choice answers we give you, we keep it pretty civil. We avoid it like the plague, or food fight. And so far, 58% of you are saying that you keep it pretty civil. Well, congratulations. All right, let's welcome our guests. We have with us two co-founders of a group called Reach Out Wisconsin. They are Katie Songer and Scott Grabens. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And also, Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Scott, tell us how you decided to form Reach Out Wisconsin.
Well, actually, it came from Katie to begin with. She reached out to the Republican Party at Dane County and just said it'd be nice to have dinner with some folks with a different perspective. And my wife and I volunteered.
So you are a Republican.
Yes, I am.
And what made you want to sit down with someone who is not Republican to chat about politics?
Just the opportunity to sit and talk. And Katie, when she sent the email and asked about it, was very clear. You know, this isn't about trying to convert us. We're not trying to convert your members. We just want to sit and talk and see what we, you know, what's our different perspectives on these issues.
And Katie, why did you want to do this?
Well, after kind of around the time that Scott Walker was elected, Ron and I were talking about how we didn't really understand conservative voting. Like, we didn't understand why he was elected, and we also didn't know any conservatives because we're right in the center of Madison. And so we wanted to understand better, and we thought it would be possible to find somebody who would be willing to sit down and talk to us. And we realized we knew where to find him. We could just contact the Republican Party.
and so tell us about that first sit down.
We went out to dinner, and it was kind of awkward at first. We didn't know each other, and here we were to sit down and talk about politics. And we decided to all go around and tell our personal stories to each other for a few minutes and just talk about a little bit about ourselves, what we do, where we're from, and kind of how that probably affected our political perspectives, just to start off understanding each other.
So did you right away start, after you got to know each other a little bit, did you get right into, you know, is Scott Walker a good governor or a bad governor, or what happened?
I feel like we talked about everything under the sun in that first meeting. It was sort of all over the place because we had so much to say. And we actually, in subsequent meetings, we decided to stick to one topic per dinner, just to narrow it down a little bit.
Uh-huh. And you say, Scott, that it's really taken off.
Yeah, it's been exciting to see the number of people as we've gotten a little bit of media that just show up at the meetings. And I think on one hand, it is maybe kind of sad that so many people seem to be thirsting for a place that they can go and just have some nice civil discussion.
So the way this works is that you have regular meetings or dinners, and anybody who wants to come can come.
Yeah, exactly. And we try to keep to a regular schedule so people can fit it into their schedules and know when we're meeting. It's always the third Tuesday of every month, except for December, because I'm running a little too close to Christmas. But other than that, third Tuesday every month, and we try to move it around the county.
And Katie, do you think you're accomplishing anything?
Yeah, we've gotten overwhelmingly positive feedback from people. I agree with Scott that people really do seem to be thirsting for something like this. There's so much polarization in the state and the country around politics, and I think it's just really uplifting and refreshing to people to get to sit down and just talk respectfully with each other.
And are you going to be sitting down and respectfully and civilly debating the issues with your own friends and family on Thanksgiving, Katie?
Actually, I'm going home with Ron, my boyfriend, who's another co-founder of Reach Out Wisconsin. We're actually driving to Michigan today right after this show. And we're going home to his family, who are conservative, and both of us are liberal. And Ron and his dad have had the same type of issue that a lot of people have, where when they talk about politics, it gets kind of tense and it makes their time together more frustrating. And I think they've actually agreed to try not to talk about politics for a while. So if they were taking your survey, they'd fall into the avoid it like a plague right now.
All right. But maybe do you think your boyfriend, Ron, might have learned some techniques from these conversations that might avoid the food fight should politics come up at the table?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that if people are talking about politics, there are definitely techniques you can use. For instance, we were just talking about the idea of listening, just projecting the feeling that you're interested in what the other person has to say. I think for me, at these forums and at our group dinners, that's kind of my mantra, is I'm here to learn, not to convert. And when the other person realizes that you're actually interested in what they have to say, then it might open their mind a little bit, too, and it might reduce the tension in the conversation.
And what about you, Scott? Do you keep it civil when talking politics at family gatherings? Do you avoid it like the plague, or is there a food fight?
Oh, I think it's pretty simple in my family. My entire family, everyone I can think of, is more conservative. I certainly don't agree eye-to-eye on every single issue, but we're all kind of coming from that perspective. As well as, obviously, my wife. She's from Guatemala originally and came to the United States, but I think from her growing up and her background comes from a conservative perspective as well. So we're all, and I think that for me has made a big difference, because I don't know how long I would have been involved with some of the political activities if she wasn't there supporting the same views as me as well.
Yeah. Why do you suppose it is, Scott? Just your thoughts as to why the states seems to be so divided and why politics are so polarized these days.
Yeah, well, on one hand, I guess I read a lot of history, and you read about things that have happened in the past, and frankly, on some level, I don't know that necessarily it's that much more polarized, or people are disagreeing more than they did in the past. I think maybe the social media and things of that nature that perhaps make it more anonymous sometimes in nature make it rise to a level that it wasn't previously. Abraham Lincoln, and reading some of the Lincoln-Douglas debates and things of that nature are of interest to me, and I'm certainly not a professional historian, but people came together and they're in a crowd and a group and they would debate these things, and it's a much more face-to-face, and we're going to talk about these and have discussions, public debates, and I don't think we see that as much today.
That makes a lot of sense, Katie, doesn't it? Especially too with your Reach Out Wisconsin dinners. You're right there breaking bread with people, and and face to face with people, and you're less likely to, you know, start calling them names.
Exactly. Yeah, I think face to face is the key. I totally agree with Scott. I don't know the science behind this, but that's kind of my theory, is that the social media and the internet have made people more able to just communicate anonymously, and when you're face to face, yeah, you see that the other people across from you are good, well-meaning and intelligent people.
We are discussing today's big question. How can we talk about big questions and controversial topics and stay civil, like might happen at tomorrow's Thanksgiving dinner? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are going to be welcoming in just a moment a famous mother-son pair in Wisconsin. The son is conservative. The mother is liberal. And we'll find out how they plan to conduct civil conversations over turkey tomorrow in just a moment. And we want to know if you're going to do this too. Quick check of the weather. Becoming partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, mostly sunny and rather warm. We're going to see highs near 50 degrees in northern Wisconsin and getting into the upper 50s in the southern part of the state. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we are going to be welcoming in the author of Comfort, An Atlas for the Body and Soul. And we'll talk about why we need comfort, why we seek it out, and why having too much comfort maybe is a bad thing. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, our big question is, how do we talk politics around the Thanksgiving table? Do you do this? Do you keep it pretty civil? Do you avoid it like the plague? Or is it a food fight? That's our online question. You can vote online at WPR.org/joy or find the link on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with two guests who are making a bipartisan effort to have civil conversations with people who have different point of views. Our guests are the co-founders, or among the co-founders, of Reach Out Wisconsin. And we have with us online, a personal example of how you can have different politics in a family. And we'll find out how our two additional guests here are handled controversial political conversations around the Thanksgiving table. You know Chris Lotto as one of our regular guests on the Week in Review. Chris Lotto is formerly with the Republican Party. And Chris joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
And what you may not know, though, is that his mother, Twyla Lotto, does not share Chris's political views. And Twyla also joins us by telephone. Good morning, Twyla.
Good morning, Joy.
And we talked to you on another issue a while back. You have liberal views on the issues, is that right?
I think you could say that, yes.
Yeah, and are you disappointed in Chris's political viewpoints?
Well, I have to say that there was a time where I wondered what I had done wrong as a parent. But then I realized that I have very divergent views from those that I was raised with, too. So
yeah, that's not uncommon. Chris, when did it occur to you that maybe your politics were different than your mom's politics?
Oh, boy. You know, it was probably in college. I did go to UW-Madison, and reading some of the daily student newspapers used to get me nice and fired up. So I think at that time I realized, you know, I don't think I'm in total agreement with where she's at on things. took about that time, I would say, that I started to realize it.
So I'm presuming that you're going to have Thanksgiving together tomorrow. But even if you're not, if you have a family get together, and how do you avoid politics, Twyla, or do you discuss them?
Well, inevitably they come up. I think between Chris and I, it's a very important relationship that I wish to preserve. So we have kind of decided between us that we don't discuss it. I mean, sometimes it creeps in somehow, but we can't speak for the other members of our family because we have quite a vocal family. They're used to giving their opinions, and so there may be some sparks or fireworks tomorrow.
Yeah. So Chris, do you plan on keeping it civil, avoiding it like the plague, or having a food fight?
Well, it used to be a food fight. Now I would say it's keeping it civil to just steering clear of the whole thing. I think that over time, we have come to realize that there are issues where we are just never going to see eye to eye. So we may talk about, you know, the issues of the day, what's going on with the recall or something like that. But I think at this point, we tend to keep a respectful distance when it comes to discussing the political stuff. But yeah, we, you know, extended members of our family are again on, you know, both sides of the issue and pretty firmly entrenched. I think that, you know, I think we've come to realize part of it is that, you know, nobody wants to hear a couple of people arguing at the Thanksgiving dinner table, that you got to be respectful of everybody, and not everybody wants to be, you know, in a shouting match on Thanksgiving Day.
Right. Well, I want to wish you both a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too,
Thank
Joy.
Thank you, Joy. You too.
Chris Lotto and Twyla Lotto, mother and son who hold different political viewpoints, talking with us about talking politics on Thanksgiving Day. We are also talking with Katie Songer and Scott Grabens. They are two of the co-founders of Reach Out Wisconsin, which is a bipartisan effort to try to encourage civil conversations among people who have different political viewpoints. We have, by the way, put a link to the Reach Out Wisconsin website on Facebook and on our website at WPR.org. And we have a number of callers. So let's go to Joe in Milwaukee first. Hi, Joe. You're on the air. How are you? What are you planning on doing tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, actually, I've got an interesting group coming over. I've got a couple of friends who are, you know, pretty hardcore Republican, a couple of friends that are pretty hardcore Democrat. But I think tomorrow we're not really going to touch on politics, not for any particular reason. I don't think it's going to come up, because it doesn't really come up with either of these groups. So the reason I was calling is I've got a group that I play a game called Cribbage with on a fairly regular basis. We've got some hardcore Democrats and hardcore Republicans in that group as well. And we do talk about it, but we joke about it. And we'll tease each other about each other's perspectives. If it gets a little bit, you know, heated, it never even gets heated, but if it gets a little bit controversial, somebody else will step into the conversation and make a joke about it and really diffuses it. And you know, I think the key is just not taking it seriously. You can't take yourself seriously, and you can't take the subject seriously if you're in a group where you have differing views, because if you do, then it could get a little bit too heated. And that kind of leads into the other thing that I was going to say, which is, you know, if I'm talking to somebody who I think has very different views from mine, and I tend to be, you know, right down the middle, independent. But if I'm talking to somebody who has very different views from mine, or who I think has very, very firm views, and I know people who have very firm Republican, very firm Democrat views, what I try to do is approach it more from an academic standpoint, if you will, approach it more from a standpoint of, you know, just trying to understand their perspective. Like if I were talking to somebody who had a different religious background than I did, that I didn't know about, you know, ask questions and try to understand it and try to show interest, which I think your guests have talked about, and you know, really just approach it more from the standpoint of discovery.
Yeah, thank you very much, Joe. You agree, Katie, with that approach?
Yeah, definitely. I just had a lot of thoughts while he was talking. I think humor is great. It's so helpful, and it really does ease the tension, and there's this great place for it, especially with family and friends. I also think it is a good skill to have, to be able to have a non-heated discussion of politics. Like that's really important too, but there's a time and place for it. And yeah, that attitude of just listening, showing interest, being curious, wanting to understand the person's perspective, I really do think that's the key.
So, Scott, do you have any good jokes poking fun at liberals? I'm just kidding.
The funny thing is, as I was listening to the caller, and he talked about hardcore Republicans and hardcore Democrats, It's a bit interesting because we've done a topic-based meetings, and so we're talking about concealed carry, one being abortion, another. And as you get in there, the lines blur. You know, a Republican who would come in and maybe is very pro-life is also not concealed carry, or vice versa, and those lines start to blur. And I think that's one of the neatest things, that those labels and that spectrum starts to open up, and you realize that. That, and certainly there are people at either extreme, but that there's a lot in the middle where on any given issue, there's a lot more overlap if we get past that first layer.
Well, we have just a minute before a news break, but I want to get another caller in to get Joan in Beloit's perspective on this. Hi, Joan.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What do you do? Are you going to be avoiding politics or talking politics?
No, as I said, this comes up, politics or whatever, and I have a plan. I just tell the other people, I won't try to change your mind, and don't you try to change my mind. And it works just fine around the Thanksgiving table or a club meeting or what, and it works.
Thank you very much, Joan. Well, that sounds where you say you are there to learn, not to convert, Katie.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Well, we will check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will talk about talking politics around Thanksgiving. Are you looking forward to this with your friends and family tomorrow, or are you going to be avoiding politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table? Is there a way that it can be done civilly? We are talking about that and welcoming your experiences and what you plan on doing. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You say so is that the way it's going to sound at your Thanksgiving table tomorrow with people with different political views talking about the issues of the day? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on this Wednesday, November the 23rd. Today, during our big question segment this week, we have two guests who have different political points of view. But we aren't really debating a single issue. We're talking about how people with different political points of view can sit down and discuss issues in a civil way. We are talking with the co-founders of a group called Reach Out Wisconsin. They are making a bipartisan effort to have civil conversations with people of different political views. And we are seeing if we can kind of gather around a virtual Thanksgiving table right now and talk about politics in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also join in by posting on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you can also take part in our online poll. We are asking you during today's big question, do you talk about, or how do you talk about, contentious issues with your family around the holidays? Do you keep it very civil? Do you avoid it like the plague? Or is there a food fight? And right now we have 58% of you who say that you keep it pretty civil talking politics around the turkey. 25% of you say you avoid it like the plague. And 17% of you say that that it's a food fight, that you really do debate political issues at the Thanksgiving table. I saw a Facebook posting. Our guests are Katie Songer and Scott Grabens, who are co-founders of Reach Out Wisconsin. And Katie, I saw a posting on a friend's Facebook page who said, I'm planning on bringing a petition to recall Scott Walker to my Thanksgiving gathering tomorrow. Can you imagine what that's going to be like?
Yeah, wow. Well, it depends on who's going to be at the gathering, I guess.
It sounded like she was somewhat concerned that, well, not concerned, but that she knew there were going to be people there who probably wouldn't be anxious to sign it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't want to necessarily talk about how, if that's appropriate or not, though you might have an opinion. But, I mean, that topic, because it's so front and center these days, is bound to be on people's minds. So what are your thoughts?
Well, one thought is, this is just kind of a big picture thought. I want to say that for the food fight people, where there's risk of really maybe damaging relationships. I think it is worth avoiding talking about politics if possible, because for me, family is really the bottom line, and it's just not worth ruining precious time with family if something you're going to do, at least this is just my perspective, but if something I'm going to do or say is going to damage relationships, then even though I have strong political views, it's not worth it. Yeah, so that's my first thought.
yeah, that's an important point. We're not just we're talking about these people that you live with and you're going to be living with or dealing with for the rest of your life. Let me ask you, Scott. Let's say it's the Thanksgiving meal tomorrow, or it's some holiday gathering, and a relative comes up to you and says, Scott, I'd like you to sign this petition to recall Governor Walker. How do you deal with that? How would you proceed with that conversation?
It's hard to imagine having that sort of intrude on your Thanksgiving
dinner. All right, let's pretend it's not Thanksgiving.
I don't believe in what we're doing right now with the recalls, and I think I would respectfully decline to sign it. I would imagine I might perhaps challenge them on, why are obviously this person is passionately trying to get signatures, maybe try to talk to them and understand why they're doing this. I also suspect if they're actually collecting signatures, probably not going to change their mind. It is a way I look at it. There's some things in life that I'm not going to change. I'm probably not going to change their perspective. It probably isn't worth getting into a fight with them over it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to do things to support the governor that I can do. I know they're going to do it there. I'm doing it. We just got to agree to disagree, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Swanson on Facebook writes, let me give a little bit of background here. Jerry Swanson is one of the friends on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and he has a brother named Larry Swanson. And we have discovered by looking at their comments that they post that Jerry is a little more liberal and Larry is a little more conservative. And I actually did post on the Facebook page yesterday, inviting comments from Jerry and Larry. Jerry writes, Larry and I have always been able to talk politics and still be able to hug at the end of the day. That's very sweet. And I say this cautiously. He has come a long way from his Rush-style stances. So he's kind of using a little bit of humor there, too. I think he thinks Larry's maybe changing his views a little bit. But that, as you're saying, family's important, Katie, even if you disagree politically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take some other calls. Mark in Romance. And by the way, we haven't heard from Larry yet. Mark in Romance, go ahead.
Hi, I'm very interested in this topic. Actually, I started a little effort here in nearby Viroqua among four of us, two liberals and two conservatives. And one of the things I think that Katie said at the beginning that I think is really important, when we first met, and we're really in the earliest stages of this, we had an agreement to just, not get into politics, but instead to listen to each other's stories. And, for example, one of the fellows in the group, one of the conservative guys, turns out he graduated from the same high school I did about 4 years ahead of me. And, we talked about the fact that we're parents. Three of the guys are grandparents. We found things that we agreed on. For example, all four of us agreed on the crushing need for campaign finance reform. Now, how we would go about that would probably be quite different. The one weakness I think that we have in our effort is geographically we're really spread out, and we need to spend more of that face-to-face time over coffee or maybe getting together for a beer even, because what I'm finding is that we haven't had enough of that, and I kind of feel like some of the discussion, and I'll take ownership of part of this because I'm a pretty passionate liberal guy, it's kind of starting to get into the flame wars again. And it was interesting because before I heard about this show this morning, I actually had sent a note out to the group saying that I felt it was time we got together for coffee again and kind of reconnect as human beings living in America with many common concerns, interests, values, goals, and reconnect as people instead of just, you know, the social media and all these talking pundits on both sides.
Thank you so much for calling, Mark. So you think the flame throwing started again because you didn't have the face to face?
Yeah, and I'll take ownership. I can fall into that myself, you know. And I grew up in an extremely conservative family. My father was president of the Madison John Birch Society for many years, and now I'm very, very different than that. And so I can understand, but I need to have. I think I value getting to know the person behind the comment and getting to know them as a person rather than the political view. Then once I know them as a person, I think, and they know me as a person, I think then we can have a little bit more of a dialogue. And I've let go of any idea that I'm going to change anybody's mind.
Yeah, well, that sounds familiar. And Mark, your group is a similar group as Reach Out Wisconsin?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to send I'll send the website link out to the four members or the three other members of our group, because maybe it'll give us some a model for how to deal with this. And I sent an email out this morning letting the guys know if they had the time to tune in today's show, you know, when I heard the promotion for it.
Yeah, but is your group just for a small group of friends, or do you want other people to join your meetings?
I don't know. We might be. Yeah. I don't know. We're building the airplane as we're flying the loop-de-loops.
Well, I guess it's catching on, Katie.
That is wonderful. And Mark, if you could email us and get in touch with us directly, that would be really great. We really hope this effort spreads around the state.
There is an email contact on your website? Okay.
There is.
Yeah. Well, what did you, Scott, have a reaction to Mark's experience?
Exactly what you said. I mean, that face-to-face time is so critical. And I heard a little bit when you asked about, well, you can expand it beyond your core group. And we had the same sort of trepidation as, you know, as the four of us, what's going to happen when there's eight of us? Or particularly when it wasn't just friends of friends, now it's in the paper and folks are going to show up, and what's going to happen? And it's been amazing. I think I've been very pleasantly surprised at the folks that end up coming to this, or at least to us so far, they want this. They want it to be civil. It's all good people, and so I can relate to that. You know, what's going to happen when we open it up to others?
Are you looking for common ground, Scott, on the issues? For instance, Mark said, they have different views on different issues, but they all could agree on things like campaign finance reform.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where, if you get past the labels, or you can get past, should we raise taxes or not? Well, I don't think anybody wants to raise taxes just to raise taxes. It's about, well, what is that money for? And we can start talking about what's the end goal. I had a nice conversation with an individual at our last meeting, and he came and he said, well, I think roads and bridges crumbling, we need to take care of those. And I agree. But I kind of wonder where all the money we're supposed to spend on them today went. And he said, oh, yeah, absolutely, government waste, that's a big problem. And it was all, it was around those hard topics, not about sort of, partisan perspectives, but it was about the real issues.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, Katie, if you want to invite legislators to your meetings or anything like that.
Well, actually, they were already invited by Chris Rickert from the State Journal. And so far, I don't think we've had legislators come. But I think that we really value the grassroots nature of our group. But at the same time, we do think that this is a problem that goes all the way to the top, that people can't have civil conversations about politics. And we'd like to see more of that in our leaders as well. So I think that we're sort of hoping this effort will trickle up.
Well, Katie Songer and Scott Grabens are co-founders, along with their partners, of Reach Out Wisconsin. Katie is a little bit liberal. Scott is a little bit conservative. They have different political viewpoints, but they strive to have civil conversations on the issues of the day. And that's what we're talking about doing, especially as so many of us will be getting together with friends and family and perhaps talking politics tomorrow. How do you do it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and take part in our online poll, which is linked to Facebook also on WPR.org/joy. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, then becoming a partly cloudy day today. Highs will be in the upper 30s to mid-40s. Tomorrow is going to be a sunny, rather warm day with highs near 50 in northern Wisconsin, getting into the upper 50s in the southern part of the state. For the rest of the weekend, cloudy and mild on Friday. There's a slight chance of light afternoon rain in the far southwest. On Saturday, rain is likely in central and eastern Wisconsin, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, possibly snow showers in eastern and southern Wisconsin. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Katie Songer and Scott Grabens of the group Reach Out Wisconsin. This is a group that is trying to make an effort to have civil conversations with people who have different political viewpoints. And we're talking about how to do that. Todd in Madison is with us, and Todd says he's a member of this group. Hello, Todd.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Yeah, I've been a member of the group not since the original beginning, but since the four public dinners we've had, and have had a really good time. As for the question at hand, I would prefer the family somewhere between food fight and keeping it civil, but my wife overrides with no, absolutely no political discussion whatsoever.
Okay, so and you don't argue with her about that?
No. There is no arguing with that. But you know, as far as the group Reach Out Wisconsin is concerned, you know, I mean, I've really enjoyed going to the dinners. But I have to say, I don't know if Katie knows this or not, but I probably learned. I'm conservative. I'm definitely, you know, kind of in Scott's corner as far as political views. But I think I've learned a little bit more about debate and listening and arguing fair from Katie. I'm not always the most tactful person, and Katie is very measured and very thoughtful in her responses and in the way that. Not just the way that she debates, but just the way that she talks about political things and gets other people involved. And I kind of admire that in her. I don't agree with hardly anything, you know, as far as, you know, Katie's political views. But I just love her to death for being able to help kind of keep things, you know, civil, moving forward, and keeping the discussion, you know, just level playing field, and where everybody gets a chance to talk and everyone gets a chance to listen. It's just a really nice format, and she does a really good job of kind of subtly and quietly keeping the reins.
That's great. Well, she's blushing, not really. But so, Todd, though, I'm wondering what are you're learning a lot from Katie. You respect the way she handles herself in these meetings, but I'm wondering why you decided you wanted to be a part of the group and what you think the benefit of this is.
Well, I mean, I enjoy political debates quite a bit on Facebook, especially with some of my friends, and most of my family is quite liberal. But you know, as far as the group itself, it just interested me because at the heat, you know, at the height of all of the ruckus in Madison, you couldn't really have a very civil debate with most people. It almost immediately went south. And so when I heard what they were doing and trying to do, I just thought, well, this sounds like a fun way to do it. And they were right. I mean, the first meeting that we had, nobody knew quite what to expect. In fact, we didn't. You know, we all kind of know each other now, but at the time, we sat down at tables with people we didn't know, and through the entire presentation, this was on concealed carry, we didn't know yet each other. We didn't know who we were sitting at the table with. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, it kind of set the stage for, you know, wow, this is really kind of cool. Because we all sat there, we had dinner, we had, you know, kind of quiet chit-chat amongst ourselves while the people were talking, but we still didn't know who each other was, what their political colors were. And not until after that, and we started talking, did we realize, I'm actually talking to a liberal.
Yeah, and you're people first before you're a political person. Yeah, that's very nice, Todd. And we have so many other callers. I want a quick react, Katie.
Thank you very much, Todd. I think it's not just me. It's everybody. You and all the other founders and everyone who's come has made it a really special, successful place.
Let's get one more call in from, or maybe two, Stephen in Green Bay. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Joy. Hi, you guys. I got a quick question about how to progress conversation at the family. I'm a 28-year-old Air Force veteran. I'm a very progressive family member and a very conservative family, and it seems like every time I try to have a conversation, I would hope that this conversation stays civil. And I present facts to my conservative family members. It seems like the argument always goes back to, I'm just the young kid and I have no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm looking for your comment as to how can I, when faced that type of an argument, what can I do to progress the conversation, or does it just die right there?
Well, maybe Katie on that.
Sure. Well, I have to say I hate that. I'm around your age, and I think that for one thing, we're adults, and also history has shown that the younger generation sometimes it does know more. For instance, in the Vietnam War era, I think it's an example. But I think that you have to let go of wanting it to progress and wanting to change the other person. And I think the focus has to be on just building trust, showing that you're open. There's a great Thich Nhat Hanh quote. This is a Buddhist monk. I love this quote. It's, in true dialogue, both sides must be willing to change. And I think that's a really important attitude to go in with, that you yourself have an open mind and you're demonstrating that. And I think if you go in with that attitude, it's possible that over time the other person's mind will open, and you just, you can't control that, but it's possible.
And do you, Scott, ever use that that argument that our caller gets?
I probably do. I'm sitting here thinking, these young kids, as they grow up, they'll learn.
Well, when is your next meeting?
It's the third Tuesday of January.
17th.
17th. And we're looking at healthcare economics. We had a speaker who did it. A short presentation on it back in September, I believe, or October. Mm-hmm. October, and we're going to have him back because people enjoyed it so much, and he gives a very down the middle of the road overview of how economic health care works.
And your website is reachoutwisconsin.org.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you, thank you so much for coming in, and I hope you both have a very happy Thanksgiving and civil discourse at the Thanksgiving table. We have the results now on our online poll. For many people, Thanksgiving consists of turkey, football, and family, and a big side of politics. How do you talk about contentious issues with your family around the holidays? 70% of you say you keep it pretty civil. 22% of you now say you avoid talking politics, and 9% of you expect a food fight tomorrow. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and I hope you can keep it civil. Thanks to Katie Songer and Scott Grabens, co-founders of Reach Out Wisconsin, and to Chris and Twyla Lotto, who joined us earlier in the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.